with SRN News. I'm Jason Weicker. On the campaign trail today, former President Donald Trump telling supporters in New Hampshire they're paying a high price for the Democrats' green energy policy.
As we speak, New Hampshire families are paying the highest energy cost in the nation. Did you know that? You're number one. Your governor's doing a bad job when you're paying. When you pay the highest in the nation, your governor's not doing a good job. You have the highest energy costs in the United States of America. Yet instead of bringing down prices, Crooked Joe is trying to steal more of your money and to give it away to foreign atonement, they call it.
The former president promises to reinvest in U.S. energy resources, including coal and natural gas. Also at SRNnews.com, been very windy and rainy now for 2 days in most of South Florida. Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says the storm that's causing it all is about to get on the move.
We're expecting anywhere from about 1 to 3 inches across a broad region of Florida into portions of Georgia and South Carolina through Sunday morning. But locally embedded within there could be some higher totals above 3 inches.
Outdoor holiday parties have been canceled, and outside decorations that aren't battened down are blowing away. The forecast predicts more of the same over the rest of the weekend. That storm likely to move into northeastern U.S. in the next 24 to 36 hours. A jury has convicted a man accused of firing a gun into a crowd following a high school graduation in Arkansas last year. One person was killed, 4 others wounded. The 26-year-old man walked into the group and simply fired into the crowd. This is SRN News. The gospel is spreading in Egypt.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Scotland's highest civil court upholding the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law approved by the Scottish Parliament. The ruling by the Court of Session in Edinburgh is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government. It overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change their gender designation. This is SRN News. A federal judge denies a request to halt the reintroduction of gray wolves in Colorado hours before the predator's release. Rhonda Rockstra explains.
The industry alleged U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service failed to adequately review the state's plan to release up to 50 wolves in Colorado over the next several years. And while the case will continue, the judge's ruling allows Colorado to proceed with its plan to search for, capture, and transport up to 10 wolves from Oregon starting Sunday. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar having surgery for a broken hip today after falling at a concert in Los Angeles. The NBA Hall of Famer attending a show Friday night when he was injured. Paramedics responded. The 76-year-old was quickly hospitalized. Abdul-Jabbar, a key player on the great L.A. Lakers teams in the 1980s. More details at SRNnews.com.